Welcome to the conversation from a man's perspective. This is the place where we dialogue about religion, politics, relationships, dating, and social issues. The purpose of our conversations are to stimulate positive communication, thus creating a more harmonious atmosphere. Under the umbrella of Black Pearl Image Consulting, we also hold self-esteem building workshops with powerful motivational speakers to get you to the next level. Here at Black Pearl Image, we bring out the gem in you because we focus on the inner image first and the rest will follow. So check us out at blackpearlimage.com and book your next intimate conversation with one of our panelists. Also, a self-esteem building workshop with our motivational speakers. See you there. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the conversation from a man's perspective. I am your host, Levanna Forrest. Today, I have decided to do something a little different. Usually, I will have a guest or we'll play a show from my archives. But today, I wanted to share more about the vision, who I am, recap our program, give more direction, and accept show ideas. Vision for conversations from a man's perspective was given to me around 2009. And as we all know, as entrepreneurs, it takes a lot of sacrifice to get a business off of the ground. Aside from cash, it takes guts, faith, belief in self, and stamina. It oftentimes sets you apart from friends and family. The people who think they know you may discourage you or alter your path. And the ones who cannot get past the old you may try to keep you in that place. When God places a vision and mission in your spirit, there is nothing left to do but give birth to it. If you don't, you die. It may be a spiritual death, emotional death, or sometimes a physical death, but there is a death. Your built-in GPS will say, stand still. If you listen to those who think they know what's best for you, you may ignore your built-in GPS and turn left when you should be standing still. Well, and speaking of turning, a family member, whom I love dearly, stated that my website for Black Pearl Image was not very inviting. It appeared too safe, she said. The lotus flowers that you see here on BBS Radio, she stated, was too delicate. And according to her, there was nothing delicate about me. She stated that she did not see my passion. She also went on to remind me that I had gone through a lot in my lifetime, and that side of me needed to be revealed to my audience. I thought. I was not offended, but it made me think. It made me think a lot. Well, while recently revisiting her thoughts, the Lord revealed a few things to me. I took some of her constructive criticism/advice and added a few things. I am in a different stage in my life, right? So I searched and found a splash of vibrant pink paint for my website. It resonated to me because the color of me is not confined within the lines of whom, what people think I should be. And the pink, I thought, signified a strong sense of femininity. Well, sounds good for right now, right? Then I decided to go back to my thought process when I first designed my website. And I looked at the lotus flower again. And aha, this is what I found. The lotus flower, which is the flower you see here on BBS, grows in muddy water. And it is this environment that gives forth the flower's first and most literal meaning, which is rising and blooming above the murk to achieve enlightenment. I guess this is the stuff that she's talking about, right? You know, not telling you guys all the other bad stuff about me. Well, the second meaning, which is related to the first, is purification. It resembles the purifying of the spirit, which is born into murkiness. Interesting, I'm thinking. The third meaning refers to faithfulness. Those who are working to rise above the muddy waters will need to be faithful followers. Wow, I was pleasantly surprised to read this interpretation of the lotus flower, because I wrote my commentary first and researched the flower later. I just love it when that happens, because this is God's confirmation that I am still in alignment. Well, continuing on to revisit what she said, the Lord showed me the diamond analogy. When we shop for diamonds, we look for brilliance. We look for the cut, quality, and how it is held. If we are interested in how it got that way, we inquire, right? Aha, I thought, this is so fantastic. Okay, so let's tie all this in. You see, the photo here was taken when I was 48 years old. I'm now 52. According to most, I appear younger than I look. I have not changed much over the last 25 years. Well, except for my summer suntan and a few inches added and then shaved off my hips. But anyway, people always ask me, what is it that you do to sustain? And then some ask me, can I have some of it? Well, it always takes me a few minutes to answer, because to me, I'm not doing anything out of the ordinary. But the Lord revealed to me that He was doing something, and He is sustaining me, because there is still so much work to be done. During our chats, I may give a testimony and give God the praise and glory for the compliment, because I know it is not about me. People are generally shocked and surprised at my testimony and wonder how I keep it all together. You see, I see my testimony as a rope tossed over a ledge, pulling up those who thought there was no other way up. I see my non-wrinkled skin as the eye candy that pulls them into the inquiring minds. And then I see my smile as the sparkle that makes you comfortable enough to allow me to fellowship with you. So listening to her interpretation and or perception of my website and knowing what God has for me, I guess it could go hand in hand. But she thought the presentation should be a little different. Well, I have changed the flower on my website to a splash of paint. But we'll see if I should have turned or should I have just simply stood still. And thank you for joining Conversations from a Man's Perspective. I am your host, Levanna Forrest. And we will continue with our commentary about who and what Black Pearl Image is and what we are trying to achieve. Black Pearl Image Consulting, we're a different kind of image consulting. We focus on the inner image first, and then the rest will follow. We offer you self-esteem building workshops. We have motivational speakers. We also offer personal shopping and we help you with your personal presentation style through clothing. Well, the conversation series from a man's perspective, this is part of the Image Consulting Company because this is the forum we use to build the communication aspect of our image. It speaks volumes about who we are. It speaks loudly about how we manage relationships, money, conflict. The way we communicate shows if we have traveled. It reveals vulnerabilities and strengths. This could be verbal or nonverbal. We could run that potential mate away or reel him in. Same with job interviews. And believe me, I have failed at both from time to time. So maybe you're wondering, but why from a man's perspective? Well, I hear from the woman all the time. I do not fully hear the man. I hear them sharing about their wives and girlfriends, not being able to understand them or misinterpreting their actions or not standing by them in faith when times get tough. I found that on a public forum, I have not seen men gather together to share about love or to share what really matters to them in relationships, in dating, in marriage, and social issues. I wanted to know without competition or debate, without argument or ridicule, without judgment or prejudice, how they think and process how we react to their actions. I have found that men are more vulnerable than most women think. They're fragile yet strong. But somehow, we have been raised to believe that real men don't cry. This has hurt us, I believe, beyond measure. Now let's recap our shows. Our first guest was Minister Dustin Kreitz, who shared his vision with Vanguard Ministry. God gave him the mission of helping those struggling with identity issues. We had Tony Douglas and Zenobia Nelson sharing their opinions about dating. The topic was, what has happened to real dating? Why is the hookup okay? Do we understand this hookup stage is hurting us in the long run? It has caused girls to lower or frightfully drop their standards when it comes to dating. We had Shelton Parker and Johnny Hayward sharing about dating outside of their culture and race. Why do black men especially choose to do so? We had Timothy and Lorna Beck share the intimate details of their interracial dating and married life. Very enlightened, to say the least. He caught my antenna when he said his wife stood by him while he nurtured his business and never complained during that 3-year trial. And then we were blessed with Chef Cordell and a holistic health coach, Wendy Napont. They gave us awesome food for thought and life tips. While Chef Cordell made it clear that he thought some black women are indeed offended when their mates approach them about weight gain and health, there is a problem in the African-American community in this area, especially looking at heart disease among women. Wendy Napont was dead on when she revealed my eating style by analyzing my skin and eyes. I was so blessed to have a conversation with our local firemen. I titled the show, Underneath the Turnout Gear. Our guests were Ryan Lee, Michael Smith, and Joe Coyle. They shared intimate details of what it's like to be in their booth, the training process, and family. They shared how they cope with tragedy and what made them choose the women in their lives. When we first began our marketing campaign for this conversation segment, the male response was overwhelmingly inspirational. The ladies were not as excited. In the minds of most ladies, Men are manipulators and liars. The men were saying the same of the ladies. They said no matter how hard they try, it is never good enough. Now, of course, this is not absolute. So they were excited to have a voice on conversations from a man's perspective. Well, my mission is to find out, why do we think and feel that way about each other? How can we better communicate to live more harmonious relationally? I am looking forward to more vibrant conversations on relationships with this show. We want to thank you for listening. We're asking that you all go to Facebook and like us, share, and comment. Any topics you would like to discuss, share on Facebook. Invite us to your city for self-esteem building workshops or for a speaking engagement. We would be honored to hold a live conversation featuring an all-male panel from your city and ours to get to the root of our relationship concerns. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Conversations from a Man's Perspective, commentary about why we're doing what we're doing, and to just clarify and broaden a little bit of the message. I want to thank you very much for your support and your patronage. I am your host, Levanna Forrest, and you've been listening to Conversations from a Man's Perspective. Thank you, and have a great day.